We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's the True Faith Podcast end of season quiz annual event, this. Mark Corby joins us. Mark, thanks for joining me.
No problem at all.
Here to contest the crown, which you've won many a time in the previous days of the podcast. Mickey Collins here to make up the numbers. And then we've got Norman Riley on the line, as always. Strong favourite, I reckon, Norman. Norman, how are you doing?
All right, mate, thanks. I wouldn't say a strong favourite, given the absolute disaster of the last quiz we did, when I gave questions that had like 6 points an answer and then realised that I'd shot myself in the foot. I've tried to avoid that scenario tonight.
Well, there you go. That's a nice introduction for listeners. Play along. Get in touch with us at TF Weekly Pod with how you score. If you reckon you can beat me and any of the lads here, there are 5 points per round. There's four of us here. Si might be popping in to just give a round of questions. So potentially 25 points. So let me know how you did out of 25 and we'll crack on, lads. If that's all right, I'm going to start things off.
No cheating.
No, I know cheating, listeners. Okay, here we go. Question number one. United only failed to score... Oh, sorry, start again. That was a good start, wasn't it? Professional. Question number one. United only failed to win once this season after scoring the first goal of the game in the second half. Who was that against? So every time we scored first in the second half, we won the game.
Is this a pattern for the whole quiz? Because I'm going to get like none.
Sorry, mate, there were questions. So I'll just make it easier for listeners. Every time we took the lead in the second half, we won, apart from one game. Who was that against? Ooh. I have to move on. Is that all right, lads? Can we move on? Yeah. Question number two. In the final 8 games of the season, if one player for Newcastle didn't score, who was it? So there's one player that scored in all of the games that Newcastle scored in the final 8 games of the season. Who was that?
I think I've got that one, like.
Look at your face.
Hold on, Alex, repeat that question, sorry.
So in the final 8 games of the season, if this one player didn't score, Newcastle didn't score, who was that? Make sense?
Yes.
Nice one. We'll move on to question three. United failed to score a record 17 times under Glenn Rhoda in 2006-07. Whilst we didn't quite beat that record, this season was the second in terms of Premier League, the second most games we failed to score in Premier League games. So there's two parts to this answer for a point each. How many games did we fail to score in the Premier League? And name the other season that were joint, that were kind of matched. So the season and the number of games.
Right. Good question.
You got that one, lads?
Well, I've got an answer. have you only got 4 questions in?
No, that's half a point for each.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll see how it's going.
I'll crack on. I'll come back to that.
Cheers, Mark. Okay. What was United's season high league position? And after which win did we achieve it? So half a point for each. I need that league position, and I need the game that after winning we achieved that league position. Norman, are you happy enough?
I'm happy. I'm so happy. I can't even put it into words.
Well, Okay, final question for me. This is question number 5. In the last 10 games of the season, how many goals did United concede after the 55th minute in games? Think about the games, you know.
The last 10?
How many? Say it again.
So in the last 10 games of the season, how many goals did we concede after the 55th minute? There is logic to this, so don't just get, you know, think.
I can't remember that kind of detail.
It's a tough one, that, mate, isn't it?
Oh, it's question number 5. They're supposed to get harder. Anyone need any questions repeating?
No. Oh, number 1. Yeah, I haven't got an answer.
You want number 1 again?
Yes, please.
Okay, number 1. United failed to win.
I remember it. Read it out for everyone else, though.
Right. United failed to win only one game this season when taking the lead in the second half, or scoring the first goal of the game, sorry, in the second half. Who was it against? Are you ready to go through the answers?
Are we doing it in stages? Are we the answers?
Fair enough. We'll do it in stages to give the listeners a little bit of excitement. Are you ready?
No.
How are you, Mick? Okay, question number 1, which I've just called out, Mickey. What have you got for that one? How many?
I don't want to say.
Who was the team? You don't want to say.
Chelsea. I know it's wrong, though.
It was wrong. Anyone else?
Yes.
Burnley, Mark's got it spot on. Norman, did you get that?
Burnley, Jamal Lascelles scored in the 65th minute.
He did, Jamal Lascelles, and then Carl Darlow scored an own goal.
You were cheating.
1-1 draw then. We should have won that game. Played very well. Okay, in the final 8 games of the season, which player had to score for United to score at all? Jose Perez,
yes,
correct.
Yes, got that.
I've now got 1/3 of the amount of points I got in the last whole quiz.
It's a strong start. United failed to score a record 17 times in 06-07 on a road. It wasn't quite that bad, but how many games did we fail to score in this season, and which season did it equal for the second worst for that stat? So first of all, the number of games.
4.
Well, I've gone with 15.
Is correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I went for 16.
Close, but...
I went for 14, but if we include Chelsea winning the cup, it's 15. Does that count?
No, it doesn't. Premier League. This is only Premier League.
Oh,
sorry,
I went for 14.
Got it wrong.
I've got my 97-98.
I went for that Dalglish.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Dalglish's season.
Half a point.
The weird thing about that season as well, when I was looking at the fixtures earlier, almost all the scoreless games were in the second half of the season. Right. We were brutal after Christmas. Like, terrible.
Absolutely shocking. I think we won something like 3 games in 20. Yeah. Nearly went down, people forget that.
Yeah, nah, exactly. Champions League and going down the same
season. It was only the Barnsley 2-1 victory at home that kind of...
Pretty much, mate.
Sealed, you know, kind of that gave us the impetus to get over the line at the end. I think the FA Cup run had obviously distracted people somewhat, hadn't it?
Oh, definitely, mate.
3 cheers for Sir Ken.
Not for service in Newcastle, though.
Okay, number 4. What was United's season high league position, and after which victory did we achieve it?
I've got this, 4th. I reckon.
4th. And who was the team, Norman?
Palace at home.
It was Stoke.
Fourth,
it's a half a point for 4th.
Half a point.
I've just got Marino's head on my head.
We went up to 5th then. It was 4th after Stoke. The next day we dropped down because some of the other teams played, but for that Saturday night we were 4th.
Isn't there an argument though for, because Man City was so far ahead that they don't actually count, so we could say it was 4th.
Unlucky, Norman, keep trying.
Never mind.
Okay, the last 10 games of the season, how many goals did United concede after the 55th minute?
I've got this.
Go on then, Mark's going to be brave, Norman.
None.
Close, Norman.
I've got a 3.
3, Mickey.
I went 3. I had 1.
It was 1.
Ah!
Jamie Vardy, 87th minute goal for Leicester. That's why I thought you got it, because that stuck out, that late goal. But we had stopped that we didn't concede after the 55th minute.
When you say after, do you not include the 55th?
Yeah, after the 55th, aye.
Oh, right, because Sonny has
West Brom was the first half.
Right.
Aye. So, lads, give us your scores then for that round. I'll keep track.
3 for me.
A strong 3 for Mark. Good start. Mick?
2.
Mick, 2. You'll take it.
I'll have it. Yeah, I'll have it.
Norman?
3.
Neck and neck. He's going to fuck off, the 2 he is.
You're still in it.
It's not very nice.
I
I should have stuck with it. I had one written down and then I scribbled it out. Well, I turned it into a seven and then I changed a seven to three.
It sounds to me like you were just guessing though.
I was guessing.
Norman, do you want to give us three your round of five then, please?
Right, first question. Dalor, Yedlin and a third player scored own goals last season. Who is that third player?
Thank you.
Right, next. If the results against this side had been across two legs of a cup game, United would have lost on away goals. Who was the opposition?
Is that serious?
That is serious, my friend, yes. Yeah, so the two league matches, the scores matched up. But if it had been a cup game, we would have lost on away goals.
That's
a hard question, that.
It is hard, but I can feel, like, through, you know, fibre optic cables, I can feel the emotion. And I've got a really strong impression that Alex knows this one.
I don't, you know. I'll keep thinking of it, though. You can move on.
Number three. All right. So how many penalties were scored against United in the league last season?
Well done, Rob Elliott. I criticise him all the time, but he did make that massive save against West Ham. That's one less.
My questions are pretty difficult, aren't they? I've just looked through the last two. Bloody hell.
All right.
Well, good if they're going to get harder than that.
Nah. You ready for the fourth? Right. How many goals did United score during the last 10 minutes of league games last season?
Aye, go on then, Norman. Cheers.
Number five. Lloris, Pickford and name the other keeper to keep a clean sheet both home and away against United last season. By saying that's a good question, are you saying the other ones weren't?
No, I know the team, but I don't know the fucking keeper's name.
I know the team as well. Can we get half a point for the team?
Can you bollocks? No, of course you can. Of course you can.
Hello.
Can you tell Wallace that?
Of course, for a tenner.
I'll do it for one extra mark.
Just send her a message. Norman's actually a nice lad, you know. I'm sure she'll believe you.
Who's that? Number two, such a good question.
I reckon I've got number two now. Norman, just was number three the penalties one?
Yes, it
was. Alright, we're ready to.
Wait.
Go on then, Miggy.
I'm trying to think who...
We are recording.
Right. That's not right.
Long
either.
Silences.
I'm thinking of the teams. And I'm thinking, well, hang on a second. What's going against them?
I definitely got number one wrong. And I feel bad for my answer. In fact, I'm going to scribble it out just because I don't want to give him any blame.
Should we get the answers, Norman, or do you want to ask us the answers?
I will ask you the questions, yes.
I see. Please, I...
Right, first one then, lads. So, give me an answer.
Jose Perez. Three Leicester.
Perez is correct, yes.
Leicester, wasn't it?
That's
smashed
correct,
one in
yeah.
In the 86 minutes.
Great finish.
Aye.
Well, he is a great finisher, isn't he? You know, so it doesn't matter which end of the pitch it's at, he's just a good finisher. His instinct took over. Right. Well, number two. So if the results against this side, I mean, across two legs of a cup game, United would have lost on away goals. Who was the opposition?
I've gone Arsenal.
Oh, that's what I guessed.
I think it's that same team, Leicester.
I've gone for Leicester as well.
Fives each.
Arsenal's also correct, because that would be two each and we're losing away goal.
It is. You're absolutely correct. So, you know what? I think if you've got Arsenal, you can have a point for that as well. I think that's fair. Because I'll have to hold my hands up. That's my fault.
That one, like.
All right, so Leicester and Arsenal both correct.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, Norman, the penalties.
Right, then can anyone hazard a guess? There's a clue in that three. One.
Well, I guess two, because I can remember Hazard and Aguero.
You got those?
I've won five.
Well, actually, lads, I've got four. I've got Gabbiadini, Southampton away.
Oh, yeah.
Hazard, Chelsea away. Aguero, Man City away. And Alex, come on. There's another away one that you're missing out on, yeah?
Was I there with you?
You were there, mate. You were there.
Well, that's disappointing that I can't remember it.
Well, Big Mo scored an outrageous goal from a fantastic corner at this particular game, and then they equalised with a penalty.
Palace.
Palace.
It was a travesty, that's why.
I've got four, Mark. Oh, yeah, I was there as well. If you've got five, is there another one? I know that we can't...
I actually went for six, and then I changed it to five, so...
So four was the correct answer. Yeah.
Right. Fourth question. Anyone want to hazard a guess at how many goals United scored during the last 10 minutes of league games last season?
11.
Four.
Two, ooh. I went, but it's wrong.
Oh, Mark Corby, bravo. West Ham, Palace, both at home, Huddersfield at home, and West Brom away. Johnny Evans scored an own goal.
That's a total guess. I knew it was low, but nice one.
I could only think of Palace and... West Ham.
So Perez in the 80th minute. Perez in the 80th minute against Huddersfield. Mitrovic in the 86th, I think, against West Ham. Palace at home was Mourinho, 86th minute. And West Brom, Johnny Evans in the 83rd minute.
Nice guess.
Last question, lads. So Lloris, Pickford and one other keeper kept clean sheets against Newcastle, both home and away last season.
You know what? I might have the team wrong because we didn't score against Brighton, but I don't know if it was the same keeper. I don't know his name anyway.
I've went for Brighton as well.
I went for Huddersfield.
Well, no, Brighton's half a point. The goalkeeper is Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan. I would never go on.
Ah, fuck's sake. I'm shite at these quizzes.
Right. That's Mickey. Go on and tell us what you got then there and I'll tally it up.
One. And it was a guess as well.
One. Also. I've come onto the board with 2.5.
Three and a half.
Oh, three and did a half, you? Mark.
I guess.
Decent start there from Mark. He's the man to catch. Go on then, Mickey. Do you want to go next then, since you're to my immediate right?
Can I just jump in there a second? I can hear Mark saying he's guessing, but this is, I mean, you know, we know that's a load of bollocks. He knows it. He knows
it. I was drunk all last season, man.
he's kind of like an academic who's like discovered something amazing, but then just says, oh, well, you know, it was just a bit of luck, really. It's like, no, mate, you've been working at that shit for years. I know you have.
I'm bluffing it.
Okay. Mickey, for round three, please.
So my round is a themed round. It's called the higher or lower round. So like Bruce's Price is Right. So I'm going to give you someone and then you need to tell us whether the next person has more or less of something than the previous person. And you have to get three in a row right to get the point. So the first one is goals and the starting point is Cristiano. And the next player is Matt Ritchie. So has Matt Ritchie got more or less goals than Cristiano?
And is it always more or less? It's never the same.
More or less, yeah. Premier League. Next one, Modiame, more or less than Matt Ritchie.
Is this question two?
No, this is 1 point. There's three for each one.
Wow, right. Sorry, go on then.
Got work tomorrow, you know.
So Modiame, more or less than Matt Ritchie. And then Jonjo Shelvey, more or less than Modiame. That's goals.
Right, I've got you.
Okay.
So next one, minutes played in the Premier League this season. Starting point, Florian Lejeune. And then Paul Dummett, more or less.
I know Lejeune made 20 appearances, but I don't know how many Dummett played.
And then Hosseluu, more or less than Dummett. And then Kieran Clark, more or less than Hosseluu.
Good questions, these, mate.
Aye.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. And quick.
Good old Bruce as well, I love him. had a kid with like a 30-year-old woman when he was like 85. Got to admire a man that's capable of that.
Flies on him, I see.
Next one is shots. Not shots on target or goals, just shots. We're starting with Kennedy. And then we're going to go to Diame. More or less shots than Kennedy. Lascelles, more or less than Diame. And then Yedlin, more or less than Lascelles.
Where are you getting your stats from here, Michael?
The official Premier League website.
I don't believe that.
Is that what you're logging on to now?
Good one. Yes.
Think we're daft, man.
Because you can't see us.
Number four is assists. I'm going to start with Richie. And Gale, more or less. Marino, more or less than Gale. And finally, Lejeune, more or less than Marino. And then number five, slightly different because there's only three of them. It's number of saves. Put the three keepers in order, highest to lowest of how many saves they made.
Great question.
I'm delighted with that round. Like, there's been loads of higher or lower stuff on the radio.
So number three is your least.
Number three is your least, yeah. And number one is your most.
Sorry, can you repeat that? Last question.
So the keepers, put them in order of who made the most saves.
Right.
Starting with the highest. Right, so question one, Norman, I'll come to you. Has Matt Ritchie got more or less goals than Atsu?
Less.
Incorrect.
Yeah, more.
Mo Diame, more or less than Matt Ritchie. Norman.
Sorry, how many goals did Ritchie get last season?
Here we go.
Four.
I didn't write all the stats down, so I can't remember, but I know I'm right.
I only had him down as two. Huddersfield, no, sorry, Manu and Arsenal. Only goals.
I think Richie had three and Atsu had two.
Southampton for Richie as well, mate.
Ah, of course, and Atsu got two, didn't he? Both against West Ham. Right.
Aye. Yep.
Modiame, more or less than Richie?
Less. Diame got two, right?
Correct. And then Jonjo Shelvey, more or less than Diame?
Less.
Less.
Less, yeah.
Less it is.
One, got them all right. Got me
you
points.
Get, you get do one I, point. I will award third points.
Right, that complicates so I get two thirds later on, which is no. Normally, you've got to get it. You've got to get them all right for a point.
I tell you what, you can have half a point if you get two out of three.
That's fair.
Right, I've got half a point then.
Right, number two, minutes played. Start with Florian Lejeune. Paul Dummett, more or less than Lejeune. Mark.
Less.
Correct.
Yes.
Hosseloo, more or less than Dummett.
More.
Yes.
Yes.
And Kieran Clark, more or less than Hosseloo.
Less.
Incorrect.
Oh. Yes, I got more.
I'll take me half point there, like I'm not complaining about it anymore.
Yeah, I got a half point.
Shots, Kennedy's starting point. Diame, more or less, Dodds?
Less.
Correct. Quite shocking that, considering Kennedy only played like...
Oh, he loves a shot though, Kennedy.
Did like shooting, yeah. Lascelles, more or less than Diame?
Less.
Less it is, yeah. And then Yedlin, more or less than Lascelles?
Less.
Less is right. I was a bit shocked at that.
I knew there was a three that was psychological, that one, because I knew the answer anyway, I think, but I knew there would be a three lesses in there somewhere. Sorry, I was going
to this one. That changed it from less to more or less.
Number four, assists, starting with Richie. Gale, more or less. Norman?
I've gone less.
Correct. Yes. Marino, more or less than Gale. Mark?
Less.
Correct.
Yes.
And then Lejeune, more or less than Marino, Dodds.
One more.
More is right. Get in, Florian.
1 point.
And then saves. Put the goalies in order. I'm going to come to you, Dodds, because you love the keepers so much.
I love two of the keepers. Elliot Dahl or Dubravka.
Correct.
Yes.
Highest to lowest. Elliot made the most saves in the Premier League.
You told me lowest on the...
I said highest to lowest repeatedly.
Well, I wrote Elliot Dahl or Dubravka.
Other way around.
I meant it the other,
did you mean it the other way around?
I'll be honest, I thought Elliot made the least.
No, Elliot made the most with 44.
Right. So
I've got Elliot most, Dubravka second, Dahl the third, but I got that wrong, obviously, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
Aye.
You can't get half a point in this one. It's not possible.
He was in middle.
Dahl was middle, and it was like 33 or something, and then Dubravka was the least on 26. It's because the team were playing better. We were conceding less shots.
Yeah. Lejeune and Lascelles. Dubravka never had anyone other than Lejeune and Lascelles in front of him, did he?
Yeah. Aye.
Exactly.
Right, we'll get the scores in then for this one. So, Mark first.
Three.
Mickey, Norman?
2.5.
2.5, and I got 3.5. So, Mark has played an extra round here, but he is currently on 9.5. Mick is on 3, having played one less. Norman is on 5.5, which is level with me. So Mark's got a canny lead as we're going into his round, so we're all going to have to do pretty well going into his round.
Well, I only need full marks plus 2 to catch.
Full marks plus 2. Well, Si should be coming with another round.
Well, if there's a draw, I think we should go to a sudden death, like on the spot, each of us ask a question.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. Mark, right. Take this away then, please.
Right, okay then. Newcastle benefited from how many own goals last season?
Oh. All Premier League we're talking.
Just Premier League, yeah.
Just Premier League, yeah?
Yeah.
Still don't know.
Newcastle benefited, yeah?
Yeah.
I was literally reading the stats today that I'd do my questions. I still can't remember.
Yeah, I think I've got it.
You happy?
I move on.
Yeah. What was Newcastle's longest unbeaten run in the league last season? So the longest unbeaten run.
Good question.
Happy?
Yeah, happy. Yeah. Well.
And on the flip side of that, what was the longest run without a win?
Ooh.
It was rammed down my throat long enough, I think. But
was that by any chance by the Southern-based National Press?
Oh, without a doubt.
What was question two again, Mark? Sorry.
What was Newcastle's longest
winning? Yeah.
Well, unbeaten.
Unbeaten. That was it.
Don't want to confuse matters.
People get annoyed about intricacies like that.
If I'm thinking correctly, though, I think we had the same. There was a couple of times we had the same amount of games unbeaten, but I might be off. I might be wrong.
You could be quite correct, to be honest.
Oh. Sounds like a clue.
Happy to go on.
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably easy, this one. Only 3 players started 30 or more Premier League games. I'll give you half a point if you get 2 and a full point if you get all 3. So only 3 players started 30 or more Premier League games last season.
I don't think that's easy.
I think I'm you know what, I'm feeling pretty confident on that one.
It was obvious when I looked at the stats. Oh. Happy, Mickey?
Yep.
And last one. 2 players made the most appearances as substitute last season, both on 12 occasions.
Yes.
I want both answers for a full point. I think Norman's probably beat us, yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know.
It's killing us, this wins question, the unbeaten one.
Take a guess.
Oh, no, well, an educated guess, but there's one fixture. I can't remember when we played Liverpool away.
Right.
Like, trying to think of, like...
Can you put the games in your head in order?
I'll be able to tell you that every game in a row now, like, but not quick enough, obviously, to answer this.
There's certain
That's ludicrous.
I don't know, but...
No. I know when Liverpool was, I reckon. Yeah.
Don't tell him.
No, I'm not going to.
Are we ready then?
Right. So, Alex, how many own goals?
I couldn't think of a single one, so 0.
Well, Norman?
1 Johnny Evans away to West Brom.
Oh,
I mentioned it before.
Fucking there for it as well.
As soon as you mentioned it.
I swear, was it in the comms, in the True Faith WhatsApp group as well? I might have even referenced that, didn't I? Saying cheers, Johnny Evans, for that.
Well, I had 1, but then I changed it to 2, so obviously I'm wrong.
Well done, Norman.
Thank you.
Well done, Alex, since it was... causing much debate for you.
I've gone 4.
Mickey? 5.
Norman?
4.
And did you say there was more than one occasion?
There were 2 occasions, weren't there? I think we drew at like Swansea, Burnley, and we got a couple of wins in, didn't we? And then we lost to Liverpool. And then we had another run of 4 games. That was the 4 consecutive wins, 1 or 2 or twice. I think we had 4 games unbeaten.
Absolutely perfect.
I'm pleased with that. I got there.
So you could see the four winnable games in a row and also four unbeaten. So
not right.
I'm not doing well.
What was the longest run without a win last season?
I went for nine.
I went for nine.
Easy that.
Yeah, you're right. It got round down. Well done. It defeats a nine. Aye. With the draw at West Brom
That's
being
right.
there.
Good old Johnny Evans.
The highlights.
We'll call this a Johnny Evans quiz, I think. Mickey, three players started 30 or more Premier League games. I need two for half a point.
Perez, Shelby, Yedlin.
You've got one.
I've gone Lascelles, Shelby, Yedlin.
You've got two.
Ah, Lascelles missed more games than eight, didn't he?
Exactly the same.
The third one you're missing is Matt Ritchie.
Of course.
Did he?
Oh, so what was the three then?
So we've got Yedlin was on 31. Yedlin. And Lascelles and Ritchie were on, I think, 35.
So what did we get for that?
So if you got two.
Half
a point.
Shelby had two suspensions and he didn't get back in the team initially because of Marino, did he?
Yeah, I was.
And he was pretty.
I was
shit.
Confident on Perez, though. Perez and Yedlin, I thought.
Perez had like a spell outside the team when we were doing rubbish and outside Christmas. Yeah.
He came back for Stoke, didn't he?
Perez's substitute count was quite high as well.
Is he one of the next ones? Because I haven't got him.
Reno. Which two players made the most appearances at sub on 12 occasions?
Oh, and Hosslew and Hayden.
Hosslew and Murphy.
Gail and Atsu.
Oh, some good guesses there, lads.
It's Hayden and Murphy, innit?
No, Gail and Murphy.
Gail.
Oh,
both on. Gail and Murphy. I didn't get.
Do we get half a point for one of them? For one out of two?
No, I said at the start I needed the full whack, mate. And obviously I don't want you to catch us, so no.
And you know what? You know what? That half points tonight is catching you, you bastard.
No, I tell you what, mate. Aye.
No, you can't cheat. You said at the start of the club, listen to this.
To be honest, Norman, I did say at the start, I want them both. So, right, what did you just get them?
I can cope.
I got one. Fucking stupid,
So, Mickey got one. I got two and a half.
Three and a half.
Three and a half for Norman. So, going into the final round, we've now been joined by Simon Campbell, who's just going to give us the questions he's got. We'll not tell you which football strip he's turned up in, because you'll never listen to him again.
Chelsea.
All right, cheers, Maggie. Did you buy that pre or post Abramovich out of interest? So we can find out what kind of Chelsea fan you are.
Good question. I think it was bought in 2002. So
pre.
So pre. Yeah.
Ken Bates Oil.
No, it's got the new badge on. It's definitely Abramovich.
Right. We'll crack on. Okay, so I've 8.5 points heading into the last round.
Who's been given out halves? What's a half points for?
Be nice to do.
Right.
Norman is what he's on. So three or two is five, six. Norman is on nine. So he's one ahead of, half a point ahead of me. And Mark has 3, 6, 9.5. So Mark leads me by a full point, Norman by a half point, and Mickey has four. Going into Si's round. So how are then, Si?
So this is about the last 10 seasons, is it?
Good joke. Can I tell listeners quickly, if you subscribe to us on Patreon, you know we're trying to do an end-of-season quiz, but for some unknown reason, when I asked for questions about the end of the season just gone like this quiz, I got a round on Barry Venison, I got a round about Newcastle United left-wingers, and I got Si's, like, random, just round of the ages.
European football. Because Rafa's getting one in Europe. It was topical.
Hold on though, Alex, can I just interrupt there? Out of the people that provided the questions, one of them did manage to understand.
Yes. Well done, Norman. Me and Norman got the very clear instructions.
Thank you.
Or Norman got a very specific set of instructions direct.
Oh, well then, Si, what you got for?
Looking back at last season, I didn't remember much of it, so I've just handpicked some facts from the last 12 months of Newcastle, including July 2017. So question one. Newcastle visited Bradford City in a pre-season friendly and won 4-0. Dwight Gayle scored. Alexander Mitrovic scored. Who scored the other two goals?
Oh, easy.
Is it one player or two players?
One player.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
So who scored?
Gayle scored, Mitrovic scored.
Ah, right.
So who scored the other two goals in a 4-0 win? Which Rafa described as, it was okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Question two. In March this year, Newcastle played a friendly in Spain against Royal Antwerp, which ended 1-1. Dwight Gale missed a penalty, which would have won us the game. In which minute did this happen?
Oh, wait, man, sorry.
I'll give, within 5 minutes. I'll give you within 5 minutes.
For half a point.
But there were three halves in that game, so do we actually...
Exactly. There was three halves in that game?
Yeah, well, not everyone's remembered that, so now you know.
I hadn't remembered that, Norman.
So, yes, there is, in fact, 135 minutes to choose from.
Oh, right, I get you.
I don't know why you've done that, Norman. That was my chance to
catch up. I was not getting that.
I wasn't.
Well, you know what, lads?
It's a rubbish question if it's not for the fact that there was three halves in the game, which makes it interesting.
Well, I'm with you there. What's 90 minutes plus 45 is 135 minutes?
Yes.
All right.
I like those odds, Norman.
Yeah. I'm just gonna take a massive guess.
Yeah.
Ready, Si?
Question three. Newcastle's first 17 goals this season were scored by 10 different players. There was no goal as well, but we'll not count that. So who was our 10th goal scorer this season?
Oh, dear me.
He's turned up right. Thank God this round's right at the end as well, because it would have been kicking off if it wasn't. So you want Newcastle's 10th different goal scorer?
Correct.
Okay. Right.
I was going to give you the game, but it'd be too easy.
Move on.
Yeah. Question four. How many games did Newcastle draw in all competitions last season?
In all competitions.
Right.
I'll say in 90 minutes in all competitions.
Right. Yeah, we got it. We'll do the game.
Royal Antwerp doesn't count.
Looking at all the
podcasts. No, I was doing like this, but I was showing them.
For the listeners, Alex was counting out on his fingers as if that was some sort of way of working it out.
Guess again.
I think I need to get less pissed.
Maybe you just need to turn up, that's what you need to do. You're never there.
The match?
Yeah. That's why you're always missing games.
I don't think I've missed a single game.
Really?
I've missed a single home game.
All right, fair enough.
He has been pissed a lot, though.
Doesn't mean I'm a bad person.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right, last one. Again, in all competitions, Newcastle conceded 35 goals in 35 games when Jamal Lascelles was in the side. How many goals did we concede in the 6 games in which he didn't play? In all competitions.
We played 41 games, did we? That sounds like a lot.
Yes. In all competitions. Twice in the FA Cup, once in the League Cup.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're asking how many goals were conceded when he didn't play?
Yeah, when Lascelles wasn't on the pitch, which is about 6 games.
Right.
Which surprised me. It felt like he was out of the team much longer than that.
Yeah.
Another guess the whole round here. Apart from the first one, I think.
I guess everyone. I think I know that one.
Looks like we're done.
Okay.
Answers.
All right then. Question one. Who wants to? I think Mark, you were pretty confident.
I think it's Murphy.
Correct. It's Murphy.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yes.
Aaron's, because I just remember him scored our goal in pre-season, which isn't close enough.
Who got the exact minute of the goal in the Antwerp game? Of the penalty miss?
1-3-4.
No.
Nope. 1-2-5.
Mickey and Norman get a point for being within 5. It was 1-2-6.
Yes.
Norman and Mark getting away from us here. It's going to need to take a miracle.
Who scored Newcastle's 10th? Who was Newcastle's 10th different goal scorer this season? It happened at West Ham away.
Oh.
I've got my only Saivier.
That's correct, Norman.
How have you got that?
It was just because you know what it is. It's the psychology of the question, isn't it? The psychology of the question.
When you said I'll give you the game, I thought you meant Palace Mourinho, and then went, "No, Dwight Gull at Man U," because he's the only player that scored.
I was thinking the Gale, but for some reason I thought of Perez at Stoke. Did he score?
He was like our ninth. Perez didn't score for ages. Like, it's good, good guess.
Diarmi got his first goal of the season against West Ham away as well, right?
He did. He was our 11th goal scorer. What's that? Oh, that's a fun goal. Right, question four. How many draws in all competitions?
I've gone for eight.
Nine.
I've gone for eight.
Five.
It's nine.
Nine.
Oh! Ooh, well done, Michael.
Eight draws in the league.
Oh, I just counted league games. Which cup game did we draw?
Forest.
We lost an extra time.
Oh, shit.
Oh, the 90 minutes. Good question.
Because I tried to think of them all. So I had Swansea at home, Brighton at home, Forest.
Burnley.
Home. Who else?
West Brom away.
West Brom away. That was my five.
Liverpool at home.
Oh, I forgot that one.
Six. Yeah. Bournemouth away, seven.
Bournemouth away, seven.
And
Palace away.
Palace away.
Fuck's sake.
That Palace game has just been.
You were at half of these games, Doug.
So what's the answer?
Nine.
Nine. Right. One off.
I remember the
bad
ace in the league.
Nah, I thought we got knocked out 90.
After extra time, Aaron scored a worldie in that game as well.
Didn't he?
Question five. How many goals did we concede in the six games in which Lascelles did not feature?
Total guess, 14.
14, I went.
18.
16.
18.
Oh. 18. Three per game.
Wow.
And people still don't rate him.
Aye.
Chris Betts.
35 and 35 when he's played. Like,
aye.
And I've even included in that Spurs because he came on for Dummett at the start.
Well, zero for me from that round. What a disappointing end to relinquish me crown.
Oh.
Well done, Mickey.
Mickey, how many did you get?
Das.
Two for Mick. So that gives Mick a total of six. Well done, Mick. Me, a total of 8.5. Right, so Mark was in the lead, so Norman will go to you first. Norman, you were
three.
On.
Got three
you
there.
Got three, so you got six, 8.5. At 8.5 at 3.5, mathematicians?
11.5.
Norman takes it. You've Mark got 11.5.
I got three.
8.5 plus three, right?
Oh, 11.5.
Yeah.
11.5. And Mark, you got this round?
One. He's beat us by half a point, I think.
Get it!
Well done, Norman. Is the 2016-17-18 True Faith Quiz Champion.
Well done, Norman.
So just to confirm there, Mark, you got 11.
Actually, no, I got 10.5.
10.5.
A clear point in front, Norman.
10.5,
well done.
11.5, 8.5 and 6 for Mick. So if you can beat us, listeners, let us know how you get on. If anyone beats Norman's score, we know you're lying. because Norman, as Norman quite factually said earlier, he's got PremierLeague.com open. as he's been. Of course he doesn't. He's a worthy winner. And thanks everybody for listening to this. It's been a pleasure, Mark. Thank you for coming all the way to Seton Delaval. Massive commitment shown, and we'll still have a lot of free shows for you as the summer continues, so keep an eye out on Sunday afternoons. The podcast is sponsored by you, the people who sponsor us on Patreon for £5 a month for about 35,000 extra shows. It's not that many. It's loads, though. It feels like that, doing them. So please click the link in the description and help out on that front. Lads, thank you for your time. We'll be back with you soon.